We were talking about bingo and the threat to bingo and the actual bingo that is happening outside the Dáil today in protest. There's protest bingo starting in 10 minutes. And we were wondering about something called Bingo Loco, because this is a phenomenon that has swept the country. And it's just like the most lunatic night of bingo you could ever go to.
It was at Electric Picnic down at the Today FM Soundgarden directly after my DJ set.
Yeah.
I thought my cheese-based DJ set was wild. No, not at all. Not compared to Bingo Loco.
Well, probably the most famous Bingo Loco MC and comedian in the country is Mr. Andrew Stanley. He's on the line. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you?
We're very well. We believe you just got back from Australia and you're feeling a little bit weird and jet-lagged.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, you come back from any kind of a big trip like that and you start going, what time is it? Where am I? What's going on?
Well, just in case you think you're still dreaming, there is actually a bingo protest happening outside the Dáil today. It's not a dream. It's not the jet lag.
I know. I heard it because I'm such a good host. They're trying to stop me hosting bingo because I'm too good.
they just specifically want to stop you.
Yeah, they were like, listen, this guy's calling the numbers too slick. His rhymes are too good. That's what I heard. So, you know.
Thousands of people every almost day of the week go to Bingo Loco in different places around the country. Obviously, you're probably mostly focused in and around Dublin and doing the very, very big ones. Is Bingo Loco potentially affected by this new legislation that has everyone protesting?
No. So basically, from what I'm hearing about the protest, and we will definitely have a representative down there, what I'm hearing about the protest, it's more to do with the fact that they're trying to legislate that you can only give away maximum €500 as a cash prize, which, when you think about it, it's kind of weird. So people think about bingo as like kind of this big, you know, kind of midweek, old grannies going along to play, but it's actually not even our one. If you think about kind of down the country, there's places in, say, the Forum in Waterford, and then kind of huge bingo halls in Cork and Limerick who all link up together for their bingo nights. So you can have probably on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're all playing together in a game that's probably involving 3,000 to 5,000 people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
and they're combining their cash prizes as well, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. So the cash prizes obviously are they're big prizes, you know. And I think what's happening here, it's kind of like a focus on a potential gambling kind of legislation that they're trying to reduce the amount they can give away in one go, which obviously, I mean, listen, if I'm Bridie and I like my biscuits on a Tuesday night, I want to try and win $2,000.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Or the GAA lottery thing that you always see when you're driving through a town in Ireland, it's like, this week's fund, €1,200. How can they reduce that just straight down to £500 every time?
Exactly. I mean, all those things are kind of, they're all built up over a few weeks. You know, it's not like it's like every single prize. And also, nobody's going there to win that big prize. Do you know what I mean? These are all social outings, kind of get-togethers in the community. Like, people are there to spend time with other people. Nobody's going, man, I need to win that big prize, or I'm not going to work the next day. You know what I mean? it's not a hotbed of gambling emotion that, say, a bookies will be, you know?
And for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't experienced Bingo Loco, can you describe what happens?
All right. So imagine every single party you've ever had in your life with every single cheesy pop tune that you love happening all in one night, and you also can win a cardboard cutout of The Rock.
That's pretty good explanation.
But you also give away fairly impressive prizes as well. I mean, there are holidays and cars, isn't there?
Yeah, there's big prizes. Like, you know, we gave away. We're doing a panto at the moment. Funny, you guys are just talking about the panto there. We're doing a 5-week run of our own Bingo Loco panto in Dublin, and as part of that, one of our prizes is kind of a trip to New York.
Wow.
So like one of the people who go to the panto over the 5 weeks will win a trip to New York.
Where is that on?
Where's New York? It's in America.
Like, I know you're jet lagged, but where's the Panto on?
It's in Bingo Loco's pop up palace, which is out in Whitehall. So it's Collins Avenue. We took over a kind of space out there and kind of literally built a big kind of castle, kind of a like a Panto castle inside. Then it's all. You know, we've built a full kind of Dublin backdrop on the stage and put in a couple of turrets to make it seem like we, you know, what we're doing. There's three costume changes, so we must know.
Know what you're doing.
Is it a Panto and bingo at the same time?
Slap bang on the head. It is right. Exactly that. There's a 45 page script that runs throughout the bingo about a guy from Dublin who has to move out because the rent is too high.
Oh, it's topical as well.
Rents are too damn high.
The girl he falls in love with, her landlord is the guy he owes the money to. Oh my God, what is he going to do? So he sets up Bingo Loco to make money and save money, and then he has to decide, am I going to stay here or am I going to give away my ticket to a place far away to somebody in the audience?
Oh,
amazing. We are good.
Yeah, do you play a range of characters?
I was in Australia. I didn't even play the opening weekend.
Well, look, when comedy comes beckoning in another hemisphere, you got to go.
Exactly.
The Bingo Loco will still be there when you get back.
Bingo Loco's pop-up palace in Whitehall in Dublin, if anybody wants to go and see what Bingo Loco plus a Panto equals.
But you're safe. So will we see you down outside the gates of Leinster House, like rattling your mug along the railings?
Well, to be honest with you, lad, I'll be down there playing again at bingo.
Wherever you can get it.
Our warehouse, I'm going to grab a bunch of prizes and we're going to do a game of bingo outside the dock.
Amazing.
Nice. Andrew Stanley, comedian, thank you so much for jumping on the line and telling us Bingo Loco. Have a great Christmas if we don't see you between now and then.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Cheers. All the best. Bye bye. There you go. That's the update on the legislation, the bingo protest, and so, Bingo Loco Panto.
Bingo Loco is safe, everybody. A lot of you are doing it for your Christmas parties, so just in case you were concerned that the government were trying to dip their greedy hands into that pot.
Safe for now.
For now,
Who knows what they've got planned. Listen, our Ben Finnegan from Today FM News took a stroll down to the Dáil there a few minutes ago because the bingo protest is in full swing ahead of this planned legislation that will cap the prize money that can be won in bingo halls and all other kind of gambling and lottery stuff like that. But anyway, Ben had a chat to some of the people who are down outside the Dáil.
Rose Brennan, player in Jackpots Bingo, yeah.
And how many years have you been playing bingo?
I've been playing there for 15 years.
And what do you fear that will be the result of this new law?
If they close the bingo down, I'm after raiding my kids, I'm after doing my house. So this is my outlet now. Do you know what I mean? I don't drink, I don't take drugs. So bingo is my outlet now. And it's part of my life. I have all my family and friends here with me, as I call me, bingo family and friends. And I just cut the pay. What are we going to do? We're not going to have a bingo hall. So basically, we have to sit in our houses, do nothing.
And it's not as if you're making thousands and thousands.
We don't make thousands. They pay out X amount. But we know when we go in, we're going to get paid X amount. Or somebody's lucky enough to get paid X amount.
And if your prize money in your local bingo hall is cut in half, would it be worth your while going down?
It wouldn't be worth anybody's while. Anyone here, it wouldn't be worth anyone's while going down.
Liz Kavanagh.
And where are you a player?
Star Crumlin.
Is there a lot of anger among players?
Yeah, because there's more going on in the country like than him to cut down on our bingo. He's threatening to close the bingos. And that's all women have an outlet to. And they'd be stuck in their homes if they don't get out to the bingo.
And what about yourself? If the bingo hall closes, will you have many other social opportunities?
I can go out for a drink and that. But there is women that only depend on the bingo to get out of the house.
Because you're here, Europe, the final countdown in the background, I can only imagine that Andrew Stanley and the Bingo Loco people have made their way down and they are now currently playing bingo outside the Dáil.
And every granny in Dublin and across the country will be playing Bingo Loco.
Oh, God.
From now on.
I mean, it's all
about to kick off.
It is a genius marketing ploy to go down and expose these people to Bingo Loco. It could be what they've been waiting for their whole lives.
The thing that strikes me about this whole event is that there is vagueness on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's clear from that and from the people we spoke to today Nobody's quite sure what the implications are. Nobody's entirely sure why the bingo halls will close down if they're saying it's not about the cash pots available. And nobody's entirely sure what the legislation is attempting to do or where the money's going to go.
No.
But there's a big protest happening and there's bingo happening.
It's bingo. People are very passionate about bingo.
I tell you what, lads, like, it's all about perception. You know, there's a lot of people involved in those communities and there are a lot of voters. And if they get it into their heads that the current Fine Gaelers are trying to stop or close their bingo halls, as that woman said, that's a big deal. That could have an impact. So if I was government, I would clean this one up quick, smart.